I'm talking to Cormac, who's down in Rossport at the moment. We've just heard that the Solitaire has arrived in Broadhaven Bay, and there's been a whole load of other developments in the last couple of hours. Do you want to give me a quick rundown of what's been going on?
Yeah, Andrew. So basically, the Solitaire, which is the giant pipeline ship, arrived at about 5:30 in the bay here in Broadhaven Bay, having left Killybegs earlier in the afternoon. So upon its arrival, a lot of people assembled at the camp and the Rossport Solidarity camp and trying to figure out what the next move would be. But before this could even happen, a huge number of extra Gardaí were mobilised into the area, including unidentified members of the public order unit. So we met with the local community and activists, and during this meeting it was reported that Maura Harrington, a seasoned campaigner and a local, had gone on a hunger strike and had parked her car at the front gates of the Glengad compound. So she is currently still down there at the Glengad compound, surrounded by about four police vans and the public order, unidentified public order units, who are clad in green overalls and can't see their faces either. So they're still down there. And also, at about 7 p.m., it emerged that Pat O'Donnell, a local fisherman, local lobster fisherman and crab fisherman, along with two others, had been arrested at sea. Now, these fishermen had been out guarding their lobster pots, which basically had been standing in the way of the Solitaire's path for the intended pipe route. Now, further details have emerged since then, actually just to hand in the last few minutes, that they were arrested under Section 8 of the Public Order Act 1994, which is essentially your stock piece of legislation upon which Gardaí, with any sort of reasonable belief, can just arrest you. Now, they've been brought down to Belmullet Garda Station, where I've been told they're currently still being held. Previously, they'd been given a guarantee by both the Department of Agriculture and also the Navy that their pots would not be interfered with. And the department had also said that it was a civil matter, given that they have a license to fish in these waters, and Shell has acquired a license to lay the pipe. So there's basically a civil conflict between those two licenses, which, it has been said up until this point, is a matter for a court to decide which license has supremacy. So those pair of fishermen are now being held in custody. It's not clear for how long, but it's clear, one thing is for sure, that they've basically been removed from their boats in an attempt to clear the path for the Solitaire to go about its work. We don't know when, it could be tonight or tomorrow. The internet in the area has also suspiciously gone down in the past 2 hours, so we've been trying to get updates out. It's been very difficult. People have had to go to Belmullet and further afield to get to the internet. And so that's basically the immediate update as of now. There's another meeting about to take place between locals and activists, but there's to be an all-night vigil with Maura Harrington at the gate. She's handed a letter yesterday directly to the captain of the Solitaire when the Solitaire was boarded at its moor in Killybegs, saying that there was only two ways upon which she would end her hunger strike. She's locked in her car, one being the Solitaire's departure, and another, well, I don't want to mention that now, but so the situation has really escalated down here, and it's become quite serious.
In terms of the Section 8 arrests, they'll be familiar enough, I guess, to most activists around the country. Section 8 is the standard thing the Gardaí threaten you with or arrest you under when they're looking for an excuse to arrest you. So that sounds like this has been used tonight purely as a way of getting him out of the way for a while.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, up until this point, the fishermen, particularly Pat O'Donnell, were one of the main lines of defence legally that we had against this current state of the project. Their right to fish out there is just as powerful as Shell's right, even more so, I'd imagine, due to the length. But even as Shell's right to lay the inshore section of pipeline and the deep sea section, I'm not 100% sure, because details are only emerging and I don't want to speculate, but there were other people out on those boats. Whether or not those votes are still out there. Whether or not the pots are now being removed, I can't say. But it's clearly an attempt by the state to just force them out of the way, completely against their constitutional rights and their legal rights to guard their livelihood. So there's a delegation has gone down outside Balmoral Garda Station in solidarity, but there's a feverish amount of activity in the area now on both sides of the woods, you could say. So things are changing minute by minute, but it's clear that the state are under severe pressure from Shell to use all weaponry at the disposal, be it the Navy, be it the Unidentified Public Order Unit, be it a huge force of Gardaí, employment of the Public Order Act to move to fishermen, and everything has been thrown at us and at the local community down here at the moment.
It's been reported, as I said, in Indy Media that the solitaire has arrived in the bay. Have you actually seen it?
I have, yeah. I was actually posting a report to Indy Media earlier myself, indicating that the solitaire was near Ballanderig, and as I stepped out onto the road, I saw it arrive in the bay. It's quite an impressive vessel, has to be said. It's currently sitting a couple of miles out in the bay with its support vessels. So essentially what has to happen, and the relevance to the land-based protests, aside from what the fishermen are attempting to do, is that a smaller vessel known as the winch boat has to come into land, connect itself to a cable which is at the landfall site at Glengab Beach, drag that cable out to the solitaire, connect it to a length of pipe, and then that length of pipe is dragged in along a pre-dug trench into Glengab Beach, because the solitaire itself is obviously far too big to come into shallow waters. So it's currently sitting there. It's not clear when it's going to begin this operation, but there are people watching it, and the weather conditions here at the moment are pretty intolerable. It's gale force winds and driving rain. It doesn't really affect the solitaire, but it does affect the support vessels because they're much smaller. So we're going to try and keep people updated, but obviously, anyone who can get down here to Harris is more than needed, more than welcome, because as I said, the forces of the state and Shell have really gone into overdrive now, and there's a serious amount of repression on the way, it seems, for anyone who resists this project.
So that's the point I was going to end on, which is in terms of anybody who may be listening to this, obviously one thing you want people to do is to try and get down and help out down there. Is there anything else people can be doing?
I mean, aside from maybe solidarity demonstrations in their own neighbourhoods or cities, the priority really is in the next 24 to 48 hours to stop the winch ship coming in. There have been some successful water-based protests. Now, the conditions at the moment are really intolerable, so I'm not sure how successful they might be, but there's a multiplicity of roles down here, not just encompassing direct action or protest. There's support roles, there's the camp needs to be looked after, there's people need to be driven places, there's a huge range of roles, media, particularly now that our internet appears to have, well, either been cut off by the weather or cut off by other forces, but really, if people could make their way down here, the numbers for the camp are online. They should be on the thread, and if not, we put them on. So if anyone can get down here, all solidarity is appreciated, and we really are entering the end game for this stage of the project. So Shell are running out of time, but so are we, it seems, and they're throwing everything that they can at us at the moment.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Okay, thanks very much, Andrew.